listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Rappers step into me because they want to get some, but I'm the cane, so you know the outcome. Another victory they can't get with me, so pick a BC date because you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's going to take a miracle.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we are in the house on a Wednesday edition of Them Thrones, which a lot of people pretty much know us around the internet for at this point.
Yes.
We were going to do it yesterday. We had some issues with scheduling stuff. So we moved it to today. And you know what? Now it's a prime time special edition is what I like to call it.
Yes.
Cause, I'm into marketing. You know, you got to spend that shit. we're live now. Of course if you've been following the show, then you are very familiar with the voice that you heard.
Mm-hmm.
As always, when we do this show, we are joined by the luxurious Patrice C. What's going on, Patrice?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm luxurious now.
Well, you know, I try to do my best. You know, like I said, people look forward to you.
They do.
We're second in the voting for, favorite guest last year for the Blackout Tip. So, and this is without you even trying to campaign because you were too gracious to even try to win, which is amazing. You were only 3 votes out.
I want to speak to those 3 people.
Right. Like, what else they got to do? They must have been like, Them Thrones wasn't known the whole year. Yeah, Patrice is here. We're going to talk about Them Thrones. You can visit her at hellandheartaches.com. You can also find her on Twitter at Patrice C. I suggest you do find her.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you guys watch Game of Thrones Sundays at 9. Tweet it with us. Follow the hashtag. It's very fun, very fulfilling. And let me tell you guys, Mike from Where's My 40 Acres podcast has never watched an episode of Game of Thrones until this Sunday. He watched it.
Perfect.
Watched it. He live tweeted it. He followed the hashtag. He said he could follow everything because he's listening to our podcast. So
I love it.
It caught him up.
So he already knew. Like, he was just like, oh, okay, Joffrey, he dead. I remember that. Like, it was pretty cool, man. So, you know, there's no excuse not to follow it.
Mm-mm.
Before we get started, we actually have an email about Game of Thrones this week. This one is from Wanga, who says, how's it going, Them Thrones gang? Last week, you mentioned Oberyn asking the best question during the trial. You didn't mention it. Okay. After Shay and Tyrion told her to go to, after Shay said Tyrion told her, I want you to fuck me like it's my last night in this world, Oberyn asked, and did you? With a smile on his face. Well, he's the freaky prince. That's what he does. He said,
was like, I need details.
Best question asked the whole trial. Thanks for the hours of entertainment, Wanga. Well, thank you, man. We appreciate it, buddy. You can always find this show, The Blackout Tips, at gmail.com. If you want to email us, you can find us on theblackouttips.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher. Just put in The Blackout Tips. Will come up. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We read them on the show regardless of content. And it doesn't matter what you think about the show. As long as it's 5 stars, we promise to respond, man. Today's show, the official weapon of the show is
the taser.
An unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is sponsored by Shadow Dog Productions. You can help them for free by checking out their YouTube channel and watching and liking videos. Just today, they uploaded a teaser trailer for their newest short film called You. Check it out, and I'll put it on the website, and you guys can check it out. And thanks for the views and likes in advance. Make sure you guys do that. It's very important to us because it keeps them sponsoring the show, man. Mm-hmm. So when I put it up, you guys go check it out, and we'll get into it. All right. This week's Game of Thrones episode was called Mockingbird, the significance of which being that the Mockingbird is the sigil of Peter Baelish, who was Littlefinger. Everyone told me that when I asked. What did Mockingbird mean? So I know, guys. Thank you for telling me. Should not have asked that. Like 700 people just in my mentions for 2 hours. I was like, you know, I probably got the answer 2 hours ago, you know, but okay. So this week, we opened up with, what was the first thing? Okay. First of all, we opened up with a new show coming on HBO that is full of, gay stuff. And,
yes.
It's about gay people and AIDS. I assume that, Donald Sterling and, all the people that didn't appreciate Michael Sam's draft celebration will not be watching that.
They'll be protesting.
Yeah, I guess they don't. They skip that. They're like, two men kissing.
Does it have the core value system that they're teaching the kids? It's turning them gay? Yeah. That's one senator put it.
Yeah, exactly. It's turning us. It's all turning us all gay. HBO, one good show at a time. but it looked like my man, I forget his name, but the dude who played the Hulk in Avengers. Ruffalo, Mark Ruffalo or something like that.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo. Yeah.
Yeah. He trying to get that Emmy now.
Mm-hmm. Going after that Oscar.
Mm-hmm. He gonna be gay and look like he might get AIDS. So pretty sure that's Emmy that's material. Yeah. That, I think that part comes with a nomination.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can you do some lines for us? Yeah, sure. I'm dying of AIDS and I'm gay. All right.
You got the part. Can you lose about 50 pounds?
Right. Can you lose 50 pounds in 6 weeks? So yeah, that was going on. So I totally missed this last week and I forgot to bring it up. But in that scene with Granddaddy Lannister and the table with Oberyn and all those people at it, I totally missed it. They put a bounty on the Hound's head.
Yeah, they did.
They were doing like updates.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first update that the Hound was around. And he's like, how much would a good bounty be? And he's like, triple that or double that or something like that.
But ain't they broke?
I mean, they're not that broke.
Yeah, that's Lady Olena's money. What you talking about?
Yeah, he's spending Lady Olena's money.
There's always money to kill people.
Mm-hmm. It really is. They were like,
you will find money.
Look in the couch cushions. We need to kill this motherfucker. He said, fuck the king. So Jamie and Tyrion start the show off in Tyrion's cell. We assume it's immediately, after the trial or, you know, somewhere close to after, you know, he decided to do trial by combat. And they were just kicking it as Lannisters do. And, another one of those condescendingly friendly conversations where they're insulting each other.
It's not a conversation if there's not a joke about fucking your sister. Like, at least once.
He was like, you are the favorite son. You can lose your hand. You can get captured. You can join the king's guard. You can fuck your sister. And every time somebody says that, Jamie always is like, hey, stop bringing up that, stop bringing up that old shit, man. Come on. You know, that's personal. Me fucking my sister. every time he brings it up, he gets mad. They basically had a, disappointment off, like who can disappoint our father more. Apparently they take sport, you know, they take sport in that now because, you know, it's all they have left is who can let daddy down. And, you know, Tyrion said, basically he had the same line of thinking that I was thinking about last week, which was let Jamie fight for you. If Jamie loses, then it fucks up father's plans because now Jamie's dead. He'll never have an heir. He's gonna, you know, Tyrion's gonna
right.
end up, yeah, Tyrion ends up dying, you know. So I was just thinking like, okay, cool. That's what they're gonna do is, fight for him. And then Jamie was like, nigga, I'm right-handed.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Did you see the golden hand? Can't you tell by my fucked up haircut, sir, that this will not go well?
Yeah. That's what you should have said. I cut my hair myself this morning. This is like I can fight. Look at this. But,
I really can't pay attention to him anymore once you mention his haircut. Like, it's all I see.
Yeah, I got hit up with that quite a few times. Why did you bring up his hair? I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin your white boob, but his hair is fucked up right now.
No jail.
Yeah, you got to get it back together, man. I don't know what happened, but, yeah, so, I like Tyrion's convincing line of, to try to convince Jaime to go out there and die was, where's your sense of adventure?
Ah!
And the king, The Kingslayer was like, I ain't that adventurous, dog. Like, I'm actually trying to live.
You should point out that he's been fighting bears in his spare time. Right. And that we would just have to have the
conversation. Right. Yes. I actually got it out of me last year when I was captured the whole season. That's when I got the adventure out. When I got my hand cut off. Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't no bungee jumping, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not the same adventure. This is not mountain climbing or running a 5K.
You know, at that time, he basically was like, well, shit, you can't help me. Can you at least, get Bron in here? He's fought for me before. Maybe Bron will do it. And, at this time, just before Bron showed up, I said, I don't think Bron will do this. Cause I've been saying for two seasons now, Bron is smart. Like, Bron is not, like, he deals with Tyrion on Tyrion's own level. Because he's basically honest with Tyrion almost to a fault where he's like, mm-hmm. I'll do this thing, but I won't do that thing. Or this is what you should do instead of that thing. And he's always dropping these bars in the background, you know, that are just like very witty and whatnot. And I was like, Bron not gonna go down with this ship. That's not what Bron does. So.
No.
You know, I was not anticipating that shit. I was like, I think it's going to be Oberyn versus the mountain, you know, cause that made the most sense. He wants to fight him and shit. That was my prediction at the time. So then they cut to the mountain. And, this nigga was like, if LeBron James came down to the local YMCA and played everybody one-on-one.
Yes. He had everybody scared. They was like, you go next. You go next. I ain't playing 21.
Good God. He beat the shit out of one dude for being a coward. Like, the first two people died easier, and their deaths were brutal. Like, he held one of them up in the air with his sword. Another one he disemboweled. Right. It was amazing. It was like, they cut to him, and he was already, like, up in the air, like, ah! then the other person came up, tried to get some, got disemboweled with the quickness. And the other dudes put his sword down and said, please.
Yeah, it was like,
it don't gotta be like this. And he said, nope, I like to play this way, and fucked him up even worse. It took him like 7 blows to kill that dude. You could tell he was holding back, man. Cersei showed up.
Man, so Cersei walked down there and she was like, fuck all these dead bodies. I would walk over all of them in my dress cause I want to get to you. And she looked at him like, you want to fight? He was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in, I think he asked her who, didn't he?
She said, does it matter?
Oh yeah, she was like, does it matter? That nigga was like, no. As long as I can kill and stab and as long as there's blood at the end of this storyline, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I like that she didn't get no blood on her hem. She just walked right over that body like, excuse me. But yeah, it was also kind of crazy because the way she was looking down from him at the tower reminded me of like how college basketball and football coaches look at high school games where they just be like, that boy gonna be good.
Yeah, he's gonna be good one day. He playing AAU.
Like, it wasn't nothing sexy about it. It was just like, that's the one.
I want that one.
Seriously, because he was fighting those particular guys for no real reason. Like, it was almost like he came to town and needed to warm up for the day.
Yeah, right. It didn't even look like he was auditioning. He just was like, anybody got some criminals to kill? Because I am rusty.
She walked down there like, I give you a scholarship. It don't pay.
Yeah.
But come on to my school.
Right. You ever thought about playing for Alabama, boy? We cut to the Hound and Arya, walking through the, well, on horseback through the woods. She still got her pony. And they see some smoke and, they wonder what that is. So they follow the smoke and, it's an old man sitting by a well, stabbed through the gut, bleeding out, just chilling. And, they walk up and have a pretty good conversation with him. And they were so honest with him, you know, even though they're supposed to be trying to be undercover and low key, because he was dying. They was like, we don't even need to die, lie to your old ass. You dead.
Yep.
And they had a pretty good philosophical conversation about death. And, Arya's like, you know, why don't you just die, old man? And
what's keeping you here?
He was like, cause I'm scared, nigga. I never been dead before. I don't know what it's like.
It ain't that simple.
She was it's probably like nothing. And he was like, well, nothing is scary. She was like, nothing is nothing, nigga. Just die. Like,
which is the most Jaden Smith thing to say to somebody.
It really was. Like, I want to follow her Twitter account now and see all the quasi deep things she says. But yeah, she said nothing is nothing. And, he was like, damn, that's a good point. Maybe I should die. He said, your daddy, he said, what's your name? She was like, Arya Stark. And he was, and I guess he didn't recognize it. And then he looked over at the hound and was like, you her daddy? And he was like, hell no, nah, I'm a captor. I kidnapped this. He was like, I kidnapped this bitch. I was like, God damn. What a, you're not even gonna get it. Like, you could at least gave him the illusion.
He was like, what's the point? You're gonna die soon.
Yeah, and I said maybe the hound will show him some mercy. And this dude on Twitter, Mudman2K, said, mercy? And I said, yeah, the mercy of a quick death, that's the hound's mercy.
That's all he got. That's the only kind of mercy he has.
Yeah, he don't got no bedside manner now. He just got that sword.
Yeah, you ain't gonna have no pep talk.
So homie just asked for something to drink and shit. And he was like, thanks, cuz. And then right before he could get that out, the hound stabbed him right through the heart. And he used it as a time to, like, train Arya in her internship.
Yes, she did.
Like that. See that right there? That's where the heart is. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go down the hall to the left, that's the copy room.
Yeah.
So she got that on-the-job training, because right when the hound stood up, old Nasty Teeth from last season, one of the dudes that was in the cage that threatened to stick up Arya's twat. And it was like three dudes in a cage, and she basically was like, I'm gonna kill all y'all niggas. And they was like, we'll fuck you up, little girl. Well, they showed up. And the one with the nastiest teeth, I just remember his teeth were so nasty from last season. He bit the hound in the neck.
That was so disgusting.
Which I didn't understand. Like, if you two were able to sneak up all the way behind the hound, your only plan of attack was to bite him.
Right.
Yes, his teeth were deadly, though. He probably was like, I'll bite you with these bitches, you might catch a disease. He's like, fuck a knife.
He's like, you're going to turn into a zombie and we. He's going to turn into a White Walker in season four, slowly. But, yeah, he bit him with them nasty-ass teeth, man. And, you know, and it was funny, though, because, like, the hound seemed like he got stung by a bee. Like, he wasn't even, like, if someone came in this room and bit me right now, it would sound a lot like, ah, oh, my God, get off me. What is wrong with you? But the hound was just like, man, come on, dog, stop playing. So how you gonna bite me, dog, with your nasty teeth? Let me break your neck. He broke that dude's neck immediately, by the way.
Yeah, won't be biting nobody else, crack.
He was like, bit, crack. Then he turned around, and Fat Cuz from inside the pen was there, and he was holding his sword. George was there, but he was keeping his distance.
He was the smart one.
George was smart.
He was a noob.
He said, if this don't go right, I'm going to need a head start. So he turned around. The hound turned around and was like, no, what the fuck do you want? And he was like, it's a bounty on your head, dog. So we trying to collect it. And he was like, and the hound still like touching his neck wound. Like, man, shit, I'm bleeding.
really thinking about him.
He asked Arya, is this dude on your list? Because she pointed out that he was the dude from the camp when they got ambushed and all this shit. And she was like, I don't know his name. So I guess dude don't know about the list because his dumbass told her his name.
Yep. I was like, what's your name?
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh.
Should have been Bennett.
Well, he threatened to fuck me bloody with a stick?
Yeah. Yeah, that was him.
Mm-hmm. I think you get added to a list for that. Yeah, get added to a list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing he didn't want to die nameless, because I would have said my name is Benin and I'm not in it, and tried to escape, but he was just like, it's George, what's the problem? Stab! And
right in the heart, she learned quick.
She learned real quick, on the job training. And they walked off like didn't nothing happen.
Yeah, she passed that pop quiz.
Yeah.
But don't forget, he dropped information on them first, because he told them that Joffrey's dead.
Yep, that's right. They didn't even know that. So I guess.
Yeah, cause they've been out in the forest that, you know, all the emails, all the birds and all that stuff, you know, news don't get around fast when you out there in the wilderness.
Maybe he gonna be like, maybe when the next people come to kill him, he gonna be like, no, not that king. Fuck the old king. The dead one.
So, the dead king. Yes. Time is cool.
Y'all can go back home. I don't have no problems with timing. so we, cut to, Castle Black. And, mm-hmm. my man Jon Snow is returning, from Craster's, Reapatorium after killing all the, dead crows or whatever. And he's like, we back, y'all. He got his wolf with him and shit. And everybody's like, oh shit, it's my nigga Jon Snow. What's up, dog? And, Alistair, the asshole, was like, didn't I tell you to clean up them toilets, boy? Get out your latrine duty and get your goddamn mangy ass mutt out of here before we put him in stew. And I was like, that's right. He still don't like him.
You know what? Nope. And that old dude, man, John basically was like, look, don't you understand? Them niggas on their way and they gonna kill us. Well, this wall has been up for thousands of years. He was like, yeah. Fuck all that. When they come, that shit ain't gonna matter if we dead.
Yeah.
He got really quiet, like he was being patient. He's like, you ever seen a giant? Have you? Do you know what that looks like?
Okay. Like, I don't know, but I do. And I know they don't fucking play around. And, yeah, you don't want to train them. Mm-hmm. You know, you got them out here not knowing how to do shit. You just want to holler at them. And, yeah, we all gonna die. And he basically looked at him and was like, nigga, go on and take your little doggy somewhere. And,
it was even worse because in that meeting, he told John, John was like, look, this is what we need to do. We got to seal up the wall. Like, we just need to seal up the tunnel.
Right.
Because these motherfuckers will break through. He's like, we got 4-inch steel gates, bitch. And, John was like, nigga, giants eat those.
For lunch.
Don't give a fuck about no gates, man. And, instead of him and the dude who had never seen a giant and had never, seems like had never really been in serious, combat out there on the other side of the wall, he gonna ask the tunnel manager, who has also probably never seen a giant or been on the other side of the wall, like, what you think, tunnel manager? Should we blow the tunnel up, therefore leaving you without a job? And dude was like, nah, I'm good. We straight. So. I'm assuming them giants gonna bust through that tunnel next week.
And kill everybody.
Well, he got night duty.
Yeah,
he got
night duty
of watching the wall, like, as punishment, which makes me believe that he's gonna be the one that spots the White Walkers first. Mm-hmm. Or whoever's coming first.
Yeah, and then they're gonna be like, all up in that. They're gonna be like, oh, we should have blown the tunnel. Like, cause this is the problem. Jon Snow be right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how we know he must gonna die soon. Like,
yeah, it's
he too good.
Is Jon Snow like Jack on 24? You know how Jack be coming and be like, I know what's happening. And they be like, I'm going to ignore you because we know better than you. He be like, I know that they're going to come and assassinate you. I know. Look at the window. But like,
He is Jack on 24. He is exactly that. That's a great analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
don't nobody believe him.
The people in suits are the ones that don't believe him. You know, and he stays having to do things on his own. Yeah, that's a great analogy. He got night duty for, I think they said 9 days or some shit. Which is weird because, like, how is that a punishment? Isn't that what all of them supposed to be doing?
But I guess he got it straight. And my theory is that he going to be up there. Some shit going to happen. And one of them or somebody gonna die and they gonna be like, oh shit, I don't even think they're gonna apologize. They're gonna die before they can apologize. And I think John gonna end up running that bitch because he was like, see, motherfuckers told y'all.
I don't know, man.
This
don't feel right. Like, I don't like when, like, Game of Thrones, when they start making people know a whole lot of shit and they be right and nobody want to help them, that's when they die. So I'm scared for John. I don't read the books. I don't have any clues from the preview for next week or anything, but I'm scared because this is what happened to Ned. Ned was right about everything. Niggas was like, man, fuck you.
Yeah.
he just got killed for being right. He was like, man, you're fucking your sister. Can you calm down? It's like, put him in prison. Bron shows up to talk to Tyrion.
Looking like the first day of school.
Yeah, I did.
You know, know he, you know he picked that outfit out that morning and ironed it. Like,
and pressed it.
Them was his clothes from last night that he ironed and everything and hung up on a hanger.
He pulled the tag off of it.
Yeah, he pulled the tag off of his shit and said, let me go see my nigga Tyrion. Came in there looking like $1 million. And was like, I hope you don't think I'm fighting.
He's like, cause that ain't happening.
Yeah, like he walked in there like Beyonce in the elevator with Solange.
Like, I hope you don't think I'm gonna do anything.
Yeah.
But be pretty.
Right. I'll smile on the way to the limo, but if you think I'm about to scratch my face up, mm-mm, you got another thing coming. So apparently Bron is, marrying royalty. The second in line royalty, not the, first in line sister. Yeah. But he was like, I can do something with this. Like, yeah. That's the brilliance of Bron. Bron is like, you know what, man? I'll take the fat sister. But I tell you what, if her older sister happened to fall off a horse.
No, accidents happen every day, dog, and break a neck.
It's like the mafia, you know? I would hate for something to happen to your kids, but.
No, shit happens every day.
Yeah, you know, buses explode all the time.
And they run over kids every day.
So he said, yeah, women fall off horses and shit, so maybe I will be, you know, some sort of king. You never know how it goes, player. And Tyrion basically said, well then, damn, dog.
But I understand.
Don't you think, you know, maybe you could win this fight? And he said, listen, dog, maybe I could wear him down. I could backpedal. I could do some crossovers, fadeaway jumpers, something. But chances more than likely.
If I fuck up.
One slip, my ass is dead. Boom. And the only reason I'm here is because you said that you could double any offer I got. Can you do that? And Tyrion was like, well, I'm a little short right now.
On kingdoms.
I might can put something on it, but I need to get some freedom and then maybe I can borrow it. And, Bron was like, hey, it's a cold game, bro.
He kept it real with him though. He was like,
go ahead, Patrice.
It was just that there was nothing I could do at this point. I think I like that he tried to pull out like a Lannister always pays his debt. So he's like, yes. Yeah, your sister's a Lannister and she's going to pay her debt.
So. Yeah, he's like, that's what I'm saying is that y'all pay y'all debt. That was my thing. Yeah, remember?
We both saying the same thing. He was like, I've always kept it real with you and I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, he was like, what kingdom can you offer me and stuff? He's like, well, you know, it was so funny listening to Tyrion try to explain it. Cause it felt like when a nigga owes you money, but he got like some new Nikes on and you just want to be like, hey man, don't you owe me $50? He's like, hold up. Now see, I'm married to a queen that like someone that's essential for the queen of the north. If I can find her. Now, if I find her, I can go back up north, you know, we can live in a castle. Then I can give you some land. And it'll be like we both king. You see what I'm saying? Bro, I was like, nope. I'm
no
good.
Deal.
I'm not going
to like that.
Yeah, I'm not dying for that. So it was cool though because in that scene, man, it struck something that I thought was true from the beginning, which is Bron has always seen the truth of his relationship with Tyrion, which is that he's basically a whore for Tyrion, except with a sword.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like Shay, but, you know, killing people instead of fucking them. So he was basically like, look, dog, we had our time, but it was a business relationship.
And it was good, but now it's over.
And Tyrion basically shook his hand like, hey, man, I appreciate you, cuz.
And I understand.
I knew what you were when I met you. Like,
he's like, I learned my lesson to not fall in love with a hoe. And I get it. So dude said, well, I'm sorry. And Tyrion said, why are you sorry? Because you're an evil bastard with no conscience and no heart. That's what I liked about you in the first place. I was like, that is cool as shit, man. All right. So, they handled that shit like, you know, like G's.
Mm-hmm.
And then came my least favorite scene of the show. This old try hard ass nigga Dario. God, I hate him. I hate the new Dario. I like the other one, the Fabio looking.
Me too. Me too. The one that looked like he ought to be on the cover of the love books. Dario finds a love with him with the fan flapping in the wind, like a Beyonce with the Beyonce hair blowing. Yeah, I like that dude better.
Yeah. Dario is a pressed ass dude, man. Like, he spends all this time just being like, but Khaleesi, I like you so much. I went and did some shit you don't want me to do. She be like, I told you not to do that. And, you know, she likes bad dudes. I mean, I think ever since Khal Drogo turned her out, you know, she kind of like, she like a thug, you know what I mean? She like a roughneck a little bit. So, you know, it's appealing to her or whatever. She like breaking them down, the power dynamics and shit.
Yeah,
so.
And I think from my perspective, the nigga not sexy. At least the other one was like sexy and cute.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him like, look like you ought to be with the slaves, doll. Ain't nothing precious about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, he rolls up and he's like, I got you some flowers, girl. And she was like, nigga, I hate flowers. And he was like, oh.
But he opened with like, I swam a mile to get these flowers. And I would have asked him how he swam back. Like, how'd you do that?
Why are you so dry?
when
you had time to find a towel. But Khaleesi was like, not impressed. And I told you not to do that shit. Why don't you just sit your ass down like I've been telling you to? And he was like, you know, girl, you know you like me. And then she had that smile like I do. You know what I mean? And she just want to be on top. You know, she not into the subservient shit no more. So she was like, well, if you like me, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you do what I tell you? And he was like, you don't tell me to do good shit. Like, I could kill niggas. Like, tell me to go kill some motherfuckers. That's what I'm good at.
That's what I do.
I can help it. I can help that way.
That's my job.
Right. You hired me to kill people. You got me around here swimming for flowers because I'm restless. he's just sitting in the back playing Angry Birds with Grey Worm and shit. So, she was like, all right, cool. You want to fuck? Go ahead and take them clothes off, strip. And he was like, oh,
show me what it look like.
Yeah, show me what that thing working with.
Mm-hmm.
So he took his clothes off, and I noticed this huge misdirection, and I felt bad for all the ladies out there, because as soon as they got ready to cut to some dick, we immediately saw Melisandre's titties.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't slick, Game of Thrones. They really did that pan around like, and now the dick titties. Look at these titties, y'all. Titties all in your face for 5 minutes of this scene.
Yeah, he got a nice little tight man ass going on there.
Right, but they didn't want to show him the dick, though. You know, that's what everybody's waiting on. So we see Melisandre taking a bath. She's got her herbal essence or whatever going.
She's crazy.
Put her Epsom salt in there. She's sitting there with Lady Stannis, man. Lord Stannis' wife.
Having a color purple moment.
Yeah. Sister.
Feeling a shrug with witchcraft shit.
Yes, yeah. You've been on my mind.
Oh, sister.
We're two of a kind,
man. She really was sitting there like Shug Avery, soaking. Only thing missing was she couldn't throw some breakfast out the window. I mean, out the door. But they were sitting up there chilling and shit, man. I always forget the wife's name of Lady Stannis, but, whatever her ugly ass is, she got such a stern face. Like, she's like a school marm or something. And so she was sitting there, all intimidated by them titties and shit. And,
yeah, she looked like she wanted to touch them.
Yeah, she was like, and she made a joke. Like, Melisandre was like, yeah, you know, I'm taking this bath cause I looked in the fire and the fire guy was like, this gonna be your last good bath in a while. So you might as well get up on it. And, of course, Lady Stannis ain't laugh.
She didn't know what she was talking about that.
She was like, word? That's what he said? She was like, no, nigga, it's a joke. Fire guy don't talk like that. He talk about important shit like killing kings and shit, and regicide, like, you know, important shit.
She was looking like jokes. Jokes ain't my strong point. I don't get them.
Yeah, that's basically, she was like, I'm sorry. I don't have a sense of humor.
I didn't know that Jesus didn't really tell you to wash your hair.
Right. Right. Well, she was like, should I have taken a shower? You know, it is, she was like, well, look, you know, you gotta know that, not everything is about, you know, the sweet love of the fire Lord. Some shit is just tricks to get people to lead to the fire Lord. Like, you know, this one right here, you throw this black powder in a cauldron. This shit like shoot fire up to the sky. She's like, word. You be tricking these motherfuckers. She's like, yeah, you put this shit right here in a man's wine and he'll become like so lustful, like he can't help keep himself off of you. She's like, oh, damn, did you use that on my man? Was that the trick? And she was like, look at me and look at you.
Do you really think I had to go through all that trouble?
Why would I waste the sauce? So she was like, nah, I ain't had to trick him. You know, the flesh wants what the flesh wants. And, you know, fucking ain't no big thing. The shit don't matter. And Lady Stannis was like, you know what? And anything done in the service of the Lord is not a sin. So it's cool with me that you fuck my husband. She was like, oh, I know. She's like, I
didn't ask your permission.
And she, you know, she obviously was intimidated by her beauty or whatever. And so then, she started asking about, Lil Scaleface and was like, Lil Scaleface really shouldn't come with us. Cause, you know, she's like a heretic and all this shit. Well, I don't know. She's just trying my patience or what, but we go out here on the battlefront or whatever. We should leave her ass at home. And Melisandre was like, oh, no, baby. Mm-mm.
She got to come.
She gonna come. Matter of fact, look in the flames, and the flames will tell you why she has to come. And
we're gonna make this a Disney cruise. Let's go.
Right. Pack the kids up. We all going out together. I guess, I don't know if she was mesmerized by the ass or what, but she looked in the fire, and then we cut away, so I'm assuming the fire told her, or else she pretended to know. Well, she's just like, I guess my daughter gotta come. But Melisandre, man, the whole time I kept looking at her, I just kept thinking, she's the exact type of chick that you never want to do a threesome with.
She'll turn everybody out.
Now she'll take your man. Like, you fuck around and be like, what happened to my clothes?
Yeah.
You know, like,
why are you packing my shit?
Yeah, she'll convince you it was your idea. Like, oh, you know, clothes is just material things, and that's why we moved all your stuff in the guest room, so you could just sleeping in the bed is just a possession of your mind. You don't even need to be thinking about that. Go sleep on the couch.
And you be like, okay.
Yeah. Then we had my man Cuckold Jorah coming, waking up early in the morning, set his alarm to go see the Khaleesi first thing. And who comes out, doing, not the walk of shame, but the strut of slut, Dario.
Yes, he did.
Did everything but high five that man.
He basically played, I hit it first. That's the only time
I'm gonna be. Yes, that's what was missing, was I hit it first from Ray J. That's the only thing that was missing.
He was like, and she's in a good mood, just so you know it.
Yeah, he was like, where you going? He's like, where you coming from? He was like, seeing the Khaleesi. He's like, where you going? To see the Khaleesi. He's like, well, she in a good mood. You welcome. And then he dipped. And, my man Jar comes through, and, you could tell he was upset. Like, you know, he tried to hide it, but he tried to act like he was upset for business reasons, but he was upset because she gave away that pussy again and he didn't get none. Jorah was like, look, Khaleesi, what's going on? You know, how can you trust this dude? She was like, trust him. I'm fucking him. That's it.
Yeah, I don't trust nothing.
Yeah, I don't trust these hoes. These hoes ain't loyal. And, he was like, well, listen, you know, that dude is a sellsword. He came in here, cut off his boss's head and gave him to us. Like, the dude is just not trustworthy. She's like, that's why I'm sending him to go kill, the masters at Yunkai and, you know, let the slaves get leadership again. He was like, yeah, but as soon as we leave, the masters will take over again. And she was like, no, see, that's the brilliance of my plan. I'm killing all the masters. And Joy was like, didn't we just go through this? You can't kill everybody. It's it's too much work. It's like you kill everybody.
The voice of reason. That's his only job, is to be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
And we can kill half of the people. We can't kill all of the people.
Right. Joe be looking at them numbers like, man, you kill everybody, then what the fuck is, it's going to be chaos. Y'all leave a few of them and shit. And so she was like, who cares? He was like, nigga, I used to sell slaves. She was like, right, but now you helping me. He's like, I'm trying to help, but you ain't listening. Like, you gotta leave some people alive so they can see the error of their ways and they can use their skills for other things. And she was like, all right, go tell Dario I changed my mind and he ain't gotta go kill all the masters. And, then she looked at him and was like, actually, you know what? Tell him you convinced me, because he might got my pussy, but you got my mind. And that was some real pimp shit. That was some real pimp shit that she pulled on him, because he was happy. Like,
really was.
He was like, yeah, you might have her body, but her heart belongs to me. I was like, this dumbass nigga. He just want to watch. That's all it is.
Pick around the corner.
Yeah. But me and Daenerys got the same policy on Twitter. Like, you go against me, you dead. That's it. Unfollow, block, mute, everything. So we cut back to the Hound and he's chilling with Arya, and he had a real emotional scene, man. Like, he told her that
it's the first time we get the explanation. Like, we know that all of his injuries come from the mountain, but like, he never got the story as to why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently his face got burned when he was a kid, and his brother was playing too much and burned him in the bed while he was sleeping. And his dad made him lie about it and say that it was like just an accident and shit. Even though his, you know, his brother fucked him up. So he was like, you think you're alone? I've been alone my whole life, Arya. I've been fighting my whole life. And this is how I'm going to go out. You know, my neck is bleeding. She was like, well, listen, let me heal your wound with some of this fire. He's like, bitch, are you crazy? Did you just hear what I said?
Yeah, he looked at her like, yeah, he looked at her like, hell no. Cause she was like, well, that'll heal the wounds and all that stuff. He was like, fuck that bullshit.
Like, you know, I don't like fire. Stop. So, she instead washed out his wound and they had like a tender moment, man. And, that's why I said the Hound must gonna die soon, dog. The Hound gonna die. Like, that is a routine thing with this show, is anytime they start hitting you with that shit where it's like, let me tell you my motivations, I'll be like, oh, please don't kill this person. It's right when you start feeling sympathy, like, maybe that's why he calls everyone cunts, because he's really alone. And
and he felt like a cunt when he was dying. Mm-hmm. In that fire.
So the next scene is we're in a diner, a restaurant or something. And some kidney pies being served, which looked nasty.
It did. It looked nasty, but shout out to Dexter. When Dexter goes to Golden Corral, he says he looks at the cooks. And he said if the person back there cooking is fat, he knows it's going to be good. If it's skinny, he'll pass. That dude was big, so that whatever the hell was in that kidney pie, it was good. He even sat down and started telling them the recipe about how they do the kidney pie. Mm-hmm. So you know that that's an eater. That shit was good.
It probably was good. It just looked disgusted. But it was our boy, Hot Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Pie is back.
I'm so happy to see Hot Pie.
Yeah, I really thought we would never see this nigga again. I said, that dude is dead. Like, he's adorable, and the only skill he got is cooking. Something bad gonna happen to him. But nah, man, it's a valuable skill. He sounded like he was having a good life as a slave. He was like, oh, they bought me.
He was clean.
He been practicing his cooking skills. Like, he had a great time. And so, they got in a conversation and, Brienne brings up the fact that, you know, they out here looking for these Starks and shit. And, Podrick was looking at her like, no, shh, don't be
You gonna get us killed.
Yeah, you crazy? Talking all loud and shit. Like, are you the one that can fight? Not me.
Yes.
My man Hot Pie was trying to act like, oh nah, I don't know what you're talking about, but he looked real suspicious.
That's right, because he's still Arya's friend. Fuck y'all, I don't know, no new friends.
Yes, no new friends. right after he said that lie, that's when Brienne was like, well, it's because I pledged my loyalty to Lady Stark, who's dead, and you know, I'm just trying to protect her daughter. So if, you know, they didn't know Arya was even alive. And she said, basically, if Arya's alive, then, you know, it would be in her best interest if we found her. And, Podrick was, they went outside and Podrick was like, talk too much.
He was right with that one. He was like, you can't be going around talking like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? Podrick has lived in King's Landing.
Yes.
Exactly. He knows about secrets.
Yeah, that's the difference. Podrick is used to you say some shit, and then like 2 days later, Varys shows up and be like, that's fucked up what you said. You like, what?
How did the internet find this information?
I said that to myself when I was taking a piss. It's like, I got ears everywhere. Don't say it again. So yeah, Podrick was like, keep it quiet. And then Hot Pot came out, and I guess he still didn't get his tip or something, because he was like, hey, here is a cookie. For Arya, and his cookie skills have gotten better, man.
What? That was a classy cookie.
He was like, I've been learning how to cook. He was like, I didn't think I would ever see her again, but if y'all see her, give her this.
I remember that first deformed cookie he had. I was like, oh, Podrick, they gonna kill you. Like, I saw that cookie, I said, you're not gonna make it, bro. You got to get your cookie skills up way harder than this if you want to live.
He's working hard in the kitchen.
Yeah, but he had the cookie. I don't know how he made it so fast, if he just has wolf cookies ready to go. But he was like, take this with you to go. Give this to Arya.
I won't even charge you for it.
Yeah, don't y'all eat this shit now. This is Arya cookie. She's still alive. So, you know, good luck out there. And, you know, Podrick and them was walking, and Podrick knows all the sigils and all the houses and shit. And he was like, oh, you know what? She probably gonna go to Lady Liza's castle. Cause, if both of the girls are alive, Sansa and Arya, they gonna need some place to go, where they can be safe. And, people were saying, cause I wasn't sure if Brienne believed them or not. Because she basically was like, first of all, she hit him with that, you were saying, which is, you know, like, nigga, I was right. No, so I was like, she might be feeling kind of smug. She might not want to take Podrick's advice anymore.
But he was right on that, though.
Yeah, well, we know he's right. The audience knows he's right. But they just get to a fork in the road, and then they go to the right. And I don't know if that leads towards Liza's castle with the moon door shit or not.
So, right.
Yeah.
And also, I realized that it hasn't spread yet that Walder Frey is dead. Cause they were talking about him like he was still alive.
They were. So we don't really know what's going on with that. So, but I'm assuming for story's sake, they would go to the castle, cause probably be pretty boring if they went the wrong way, but who knows with this shit. So then, my man Freaky Prince came through.
And, I like that Tyrion's cell is where you go when you want to drop jokes, because everybody just starts making jokes as soon as they get the door closed behind them.
It's like, can't nobody hear us back here.
Yeah, they really do. They like, and the walls don't have ears in the dungeon. But they start roasting immediately. And Freaky Prince went on a long ass story, but as soon as he walked in, I got hyped, cause I was like, he want to kill that mountain. It's the only reason he would come down there. He's out for his own interest, and he just wants, he's like, you need the mountain killed. I want to kill this nigga. How can we work together? Mm-hmm. And he gave this long story about Tyrion. Like when he was a baby and everybody thought he was a freakish monster, and motherfuckers was like, you are disgusting. And his sister and parents and shit was lying on him and like, oh, he got a big head and one red eye and a claw and all this shit. And he was like, then we went to your crib when you was a baby and, your sister showed us to you. And, you just look like a regular baby to me. And I was kind of disappointed. He was like, yeah.
You had a big head and all of it.
Right. Like, you had a big head. That was about it. And he was like, and then your sister, like, pinched your penis till I thought it was going to pop off. And Tyrion looked like she was doing it right then. Like, ouch. And, he was like, that's right. Your sister's evil. He was like, and she said, I hate him because he killed my mama. And Tyrion, like, he was going to cry. And he was like, so you just came through here to like talk shit? And he was like, no, nigga. I'm trying to say I hate the Lannisters as much as you hate the Lannisters. Let's make a deal, nigga. And they was like dapped up. And he was like, I'm going to kill the mountain for you. And I said, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Freaky Prince versus the mountain. I can't fucking wait.
Oh, that's going to be a battle royale, ain't it?
Of course, I have to wait 2 weeks.
It is.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's not coming on. It's not coming on this Sunday.
Memorial Day weekend.
Right. You know he's gonna have some moves though. So it's gonna be on. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. So last scene, and I gotta say, probably my favorite scene.
Yes.
This nigga, Sansa, thinking she's safe out here playing in the snow, making castles and shit.
Yeah.
Can we address the fact that Sansa always gets locked up in the most luxurious location?
For real.
She get locked
like,
up on.
Arya hasn't had a bath since the 90s.
Right.
Right. Arya's been locked up, in cages, locked up, kidnapped as a kid, brought to that castle where they do nothing but torture people and kill them. She's, had to work for, granddaddy Lannister.
She's a boy.
She basically is a boy. She's out here roughing it with the hound. This nigga Arya is sitting on.
She's on a private island with a jet.
She's sitting on 500 thread count sheets every night.
In the Bahamas.
Talk about a woe is me. You know, my life is so hard. So she was building a little ice castle and shit. Having fun in the snow. And this nigga Robin came out in them pantaloons. And
that's a boy.
That Beatles haircut. And he was like, what you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm making a little castle of, you know, my old castle, like where I used to live, Winterfell or whatever the fuck. And he was like, oh, word? That's cool. But like, since we get married, we could have a castle. We put the moon door in there. It could be like ours and shit. She was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I could, she was looking at it like, you know, I could take out some support beams and maybe, we could move out this, wall here and, build a foyer. And he was like, oh, we could just stomp a hole right here, nigga. And it like that shit had taken hours.
Yeah, it was very detailed.
So she was actually like visibly upset by that.
She was like, nigga, I've been out here for hours in the snow getting this shit right. And your ass gonna stomp my castle over.
So she pulled one of those moves that we all know leads to chaos in this world. Which is smacking a little boy king.
And smacking a child that ain't yours.
Yeah, well, smacking a boy king more than smacking a kid that ain't yours, I think. True. In this world.
Okay, like, in this world.
Smacking a kid that ain't yours, not a big deal. Smacking royalty will get you fucked up. Shit, Tyrion on trial, basically, because he smacked royalty. like that's really where it started when he smacked the shit out of Joffrey, and everybody was like, yes! It's been downhill ever since. So she smacked the shit out that little nigga Robin. And Robin was like, I'm gonna go tell, and ran off. And my man Littlefinger showed up and was like, damn girl, you okay? And he showed up like Joe in one of them R&B videos after you finished arguing with your girlfriend.
Yes,
the captioning on my TV and when I was watching it actually said Littlefinger appears.
What your man won't do.
Listen to the frame.
Like he just showed up. And what kind of man?
Yes.
She's a woman so cold.
Just can't lose.
So he slid up and he was talking to her, and he was basically like, I want to be your lover. You want to be your brother, your sister, your friend, your cousin, your manager.
Your confidant.
I want to take you to the moon, baby. He started laying his pimp game flat on her. And Arya, apparently mistook his, personal space interruption for just regular personal space interruption.
Yeah, she couldn't tell the difference.
And, he planted one of his, little finger creepy kisses on her.
Very.
And she was like, sir, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was completely unexpected.
He was like, you know, I loved your mama. And, which is the creepiest way to probably come out to any woman, right?
Isn't it? That was so weird.
You know,
like, my dad mama?
Your mama was fine as shit, but she dead now. So what's up with you? And so,
you win.
Right. So in the background, you see Lady, Lysa or whatever, chilling on the balcony, hating.
I was like, this ain't gonna end well, cause she's insane.
Yeah. She was like, this nigga, I knew it, letting that fine piece of ass in my house. So, she, of course, like most women in Tyler Perry fiction, she didn't take it up with the man. She went straight to fucking Sansa and was like, hey Sansa,
I love that we cut to Sansa like doofing around the castle, just like walking like nothing's wrong. You just slap the king and you kiss your aunt's husband and you're walking around like ain't shit going down.
So and keep in mind the meeting had been called by Lady Lysa, so there was no fucking reason Sansa should have walked in there not expecting a fight.
True. She was oblivious.
How did you think? What did you think she was? And then she walked in and was like, oh, I'm sorry, I slapped Robin. My bad. And I was like, oh, you poor fool. Is that what you think this is? And Eliza was like, smack my, oh, I don't care about that. Can I talk to you over here by the moon door?
No.
Right. Can we talk way over here by the corner? No, let's talk by the moon door. Just come have a seat with me. And she dropped some moon door factoids.
Yeah, she did.
She's like, you know how long that drop is? And she was like, I don't know. She's like, it's long. She's like, but you want to know what's crazy, right? Sometimes we go down to the bottom to, like, see the bodies and shit. And, like, sometimes, like, it don't even fuck you up that bad. Like, you would think that it would splatter you. But, like, nah, your eyes and everything still be in. And sometimes people just look like they tripped and fell. She was like, well, that is an interesting fact. And she was like, bitch, are you fucking my man? I kill you, bitch. I kill you. And it was like, she was like threatening to throw her down the moon door. And she's like, you want to go down the moon door? She was like, please. He kissed me. I didn't kiss him back. She was like, I don't give a fuck. You need to get out of my house. And, that was when Littlefinger showed up. Littlefinger was like, hey, bitches, calm down. Cause he's still a pimp.
Yeah, he is.
And he was like, what are you hoes up to? And Eliza was like, listen, baby, I seen you kissing her. She got to go. He said, you would do no such thing. You my wife, and how I feel about
no,
you.
Didn't he tell at first that he would send off? Because when he first stepped in, she still had her over the hole.
Yeah, he was like, we can send her to Winterfell or some shit. Just let her out of the hole, okay? What's wrong with you? You crazy? You know how I feel about you, girl?
I love you.
Yeah, he got all in her face. He was like, listen, okay? And it's like you could hear some music from the Mac playing in the background or some shit. Or like Sha, you know. And he was like, you know, I've only loved one woman my entire life. And she was looking like, oh, he about to confess his love. Even though they have been married, he did fuck her. And they've been plotting since day one. And she was like, oh, it's finally time for you to say it. She was like, who you been loving, baby? He was like, your sister. And she just hit him with that, oh. Like, oh my.
I didn't expect this coming.
And before she could get over that heartbreak, he pushed her down the moon door. And that's why you gotta be
disrespectful two-hand push too.
Yeah, it was like away from me, bitch. Like it wasn't even a nice, like one-hand push of like goodbye, dear. It was like, you disgust me.
You have served your purpose, hoe. Get out of here.
Yeah, and
you're gonna have to find a new bottom, bitch. Now,
well, she's really at the bottom now.
Yes, she is.
The bottom of the bottomest of the bitches. That's why you never fall in love. You gotta be careful. But you know, ever since they got married, I thought she fell off anyway. So yeah, she basically went out the hole and, she dead.
So. Yeah, she ain't come back from that, cause all them stats, I bet she was thinking about them all while she was falling too.
Oh yeah. She was like, I hope my face don't explode. I hope I was right about that. But,
I'm gonna keep my head intact.
Yeah, man. The thing is, Sansa probably thinks at this point that Littlefinger got some good dick, cause she probably listens to him fucking Liza every night, and she be overcompensating.
Yes, she does.
So she probably like, well, I guess he'll blow my back out with his creepy ass.
Touch that old nasty man.
By the way, I have never rooted harder, and I know it makes me like a bad person. I have never rooted harder for a person to go out that moon door than when Sansa was getting held over it.
I thought she was gone.
That is not what I thought you were
going to
say.
Mm-mm. I was like, well, this is going to be the end of Sansa.
I said, please, please, please let Sansa go out this moon door. Pow, right in the kisser. To the moon! But it didn't work. And then there was a moment where she let Sansa go. And then I was hoping Sansa would push Liza out the moon door, because even that would give me hope for Sansa. Like, oh, cool, you have some fight in you. Mm-mm. But of course not. She had to wait till Littlefinger had to do his pimp move and shit. And drop her down the hole. So it was sad because she was probably listening to, like, I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige on the iPod.
Oh, yes, you was. Because you ain't around.
Who stayed together longer? Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries or Lil Finger and Liza?
I think Lil Finger.
You going to stop it right now.
I thought that was meant to be. Two kids in love. But, you know,
I was going to say, Lil Finger, I think Kim lasts longer because what they last, like a night and a half?
I guess. I don't know how much. It seemed quick.
2 days.
I know time in that world goes fast, but it just seemed quick is what I'm saying. But anyway, let me stop these jokes. We've reached rock bottom. What do you guys think is going to happen, next week or 2 weeks from now? What are you guys looking forward to? I'll start you first, Karen. What are you looking forward to?
The fight between the Freaky Prince and the Mountain.
Me too. That. They showed a little clip, and that nigga had, he didn't even take a sword. He took like a spear or some shit, and then he did some flips on some capoeira shit. I said, hold up. Freaky Prince got moves now. Freaky Prince out there about to get busy, man. I'm hopeful for him, man. I hope they don't kill his ass after all this hype.
He wasn't waiting for Tyrion to have to need someone to fight. He's been training to fight the Mountain for who knows how long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a very long time. So this is probably years of preparation. Like, he was like, I can't wait to get a hold of you. And I'm also looking forward to the adventure of Podrick and Brienne. Mm-hmm. And if they get up with Arya, if Brienne going to have to fight Hound.
Oh, yes.
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because when they get up, you think he gonna let them just roll off of her? That's not happening.
Nope.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even consider that. Mm-hmm.
See, this is why Karen's on the show. I wouldn't have thought about this. That's gotta be a fight.
Yes,
know?
I was like, ooh, that'll be a good fight.
And hopefully his neck ain't infected. I don't think water is gonna get rid of all the gingivitis that was on that shit.
Oh, no.
What about you, Patrice? What you looking forward to 2 weeks from now?
I'm looking forward to them explaining to Robin that they pushed his mother out the exit door. I'm also wondering if Theon's going to beat his sister home, or if Reek playing the role of Theon is going to beat his sister home, because she knows he's not okay. But if he gets home first, nobody at home knows he's not okay.
That's a good point. Yeah. So you think he's going home to trick his daddy, and then they're going to fucking...
Yeah.
Okay, because Ramsay don't like his daddy. Like, he don't like any of them Greyjoys. So yeah, that
exactly,
that could work. I think that I'm looking forward to the fight, of course. I think that's gonna be huge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what happens if them fucking White Walkers or them giants get to that motherfucking castle wall, dog. It's going to be a bloodbath. Them niggas are so big. And it's becoming more and more apparent that the people at the wall haven't really necessarily like fought. Like they're not, like it's not an actual army.
No.
They don't even really train.
No, they don't.
Like, it's like these niggas are going to get fucked up bad.
And I think that's what frustrates me when John was like, y'all need to train. Like, I've been outside these walls. I fucked the wildlings. I know what's out there. Y'all niggas don't.
So I'm a little nervous about that, dog. I feel like, you know, shit about to get super duper trill at that wall. You know, I guess, you know, anything with the dragons, obviously, anything with the White Walkers.
I don't have any hopes for dragons until like episode 10 now, because remember 8 and 9 are always where stuff happens and 10 is never as good as 9.
That's true. Yeah. 10 is always that. Look at the White Walkers, y'all, and the dragons. See you next year when they still,
when they still be out there walking.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I do want to see what happens with all that shit, man. And that's really about it, man. Again, thank you so much, Patrice.
Thank you, Patrice,
for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Thank you guys for shifting around for me.
Man, no problem. It's always a pleasure. The people love you and it wouldn't be the same without you. Anonymous donator that sent the headphone, for the record. The headphones had a problem being delivered and they're being sent back to the manufacturer. I'm emailing them. I'm going to make sure that they get to Patrice. Cause she got some lazy ass local post office people and,
it's next level.
Yeah. By the way, we had the same thing here and it's like they keep making proposals like, you know what? Maybe we should make stamps $27 a stamp. Or maybe we should just deliver mail not on Sundays. How about you deliver the fucking packages you have? We start with that. Easy one.
Yeah, how about you just don't look at my dough and say they ain't there?
Yeah, leave a note, motherfuckers. Anyway, sorry. Make sure you guys check out Patrice, hellandheartaches.com, at Patrice C on Twitter. Thank you so much, Patrice. We'll talk to you next week.
Two weeks from now. Well, 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
Have a good holiday weekend.
You too.
Have a good one, sweetie.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Love that woman.